Welcome back, welcome back, everybody. How's everybody doing?
How are you all doing?
How you doing up here?
And we're recording this on a Sunday. Like,
this is going up in a couple hours.
Yeah.
So we are cutting it short.
You know, we've been busy.
No. This is the fastest turnaround for an episode ever.
Oh, guys, so this is going to be a good one. Very special episode.
There's shit just left in.
Mariah's like, special, all right. Mariah's back on the chopping block for this episode.
I texted Jack. I was like, you have the week off. I was like, I got it from here.
Enjoy it, kid.
I saw Jack on Friday, and I'm like, we're recording on Sunday.
I was too scared to tell him. Imagine asking him, can you get it done in 3 hours? No.
You should have seen Zane and I getting the last episode. We were at Hyde. We were at a table, and
Hyde is a club, by the way.
Yeah, it was like this crazy nightclub, bottle service, everything. We look over, and Ella showed up, and she pulls out the hard drive.
It was the funniest thing.
I met up with Jack, and she hands me the hard drive.
Oh my god!
And I'm just like,
as everybody's going, she just hands him the hard drive. He's like,
recorded that.
I have
a little recording to show it.
That is so funny. No days off.
Yeah, it was. We didn't even talk about that weekend yet. We haven't gotten there yet. I thought we talked about it last episode, but
it's
we didn't.
Out of a mafia movie, or it's like the launch codes, like in the middle of a nightclub. You're like handing this important
just
hard
drunk
drive.
As fuck. The launch codes.
And then us overnighting it to get to Mariah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. You can explain that really quick. People are probably like, what is going on?
You guys don't know what happens behind the scenes, baby. It's a lot of trauma.
Episodes up. So stop asking us where the episodes are.
We're trying. They will be there.
We are here.
We got to be concise in this episode. We want to make this an easy edit.
Yeah, exactly. We do.
Everybody speak clearly.
Everybody
slowly.
Speak into the mic this
one
time.
At a
I know
time.
We have problems with audio. It's because we got to speak into the mic. And
speak into the microphone.
I tend not to do that.
Speak into the microphone.
I just don't want the mic to be like this. You know what I mean? Because you know how most podcasts says the mic is like this on people
for a reason. Put it low and leave it right here.
I know, but I feel like I always talk over the mic so people can't hear me.
So guys,
that's how I get though.
Could you swallow and like the mic would hear it? Like if you put your throat up to it. Okay. Well, you're just hold on. Let's.
Yo!
Yeah. Oh!
Hey guys, welcome back to Zane and Ian.
Could we hear our heartbeats? Whose heart is beating the fastest?
Probably mine.
Mine always. Hold on.
Wait, one person at a time. Put
okay,
it to
Zane.
Hey, Zane's under his shirt right now.
Is it picking it up?
Oh, okay. All right.
That means I'm dead.
Bitch, I'm gonna go.
I'm a zombie.
But I feel like we haven't seen each other in a while, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's like
everyone's
it's
been like, doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got a lot to catch up on. This will be a fun episode.
Guys, let's get this episode in before Matt leaves again for another fucking wedding or some sort of something.
I don't have one for a while.
No, you do have a bachelor party
and
next
so
week.
And so does he. I got to go to a bachelor party too.
Well, you do? Which one?
Peace out. Robert.
Oh, cool. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I leave in a few days, actually.
Congratulations, Robert.
Congrats,
and I'm
Robbie.
Going for my buddy John, my best friend since I was 5.
Congratulations, John.
Every single it's my best friend. I got to go home. I got to show my face.
This is the most important bachelor party I think I will ever have to go to. So
I want to see how many weddings are going on this year after the pandemic because everything had to be pushed.
Probably the most ever in history.
Oh, yeah, but I just want to know the number.
Oh, the venues are probably like...
Oh, and they're charging extra too because
they
know they
had a year off.
It's crazy. All right, let's run this shit.
Let's jump into it.
Jump into it.
It's coffee time, baby. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
That's Heath.
That's Zane.
That's Mariah.
That's Matt.
Wow, very Ooh. Good.
And we are all here and present.
Hope you are having a wonderful Monday or Tuesday if you're watching. We're here.
Speaking of matchy-matchy, I got that exact green in here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Got to be coordinated just a little bit on this one.
I wasn't really coordinated this time. I'm always the one fucking it up, though, for some reason.
No, you're good. Look at your socks. You have the green in here.
Oh, there it is.
You have so many good outfits in your closet.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You went and bought a whole bunch of new clothes, and I'm surprised you don't wear
Which
them.
One? The ones from Zara?
Yeah, you have all those like fun little
Yeah, I got that
for
Hawaii, but I didn't wear any of them.
You've gone down to a medium now, so now I really can't steal any of your clothes.
Not gonna lie, no, I saw Zane doing yeses and nos with his clothes on like keeping or like putting stuff away. You should have seen the clothes that I was. It looked like if somebody was to like make clothes in a way to make other people laugh at how bad and tacky it was. That's what it looked like.
Rugrats?
It looked like clothes from middle school, like that you still have in your closet. I have that now.
Like, it was like a black t-shirt with like ghost flames that you could like barely read that said like.
Remember the metal bands, like the album cover? It'd be like the lightning.
And like Mudvayne.
It was those type of shirts, but they were like almost new.
It still had tags on it.
Still on it.
They said like the dumbest shit too. It was like shark metal and like just like really stupid shit. The one that said Big Mama Wants Breakfast.
Hold
on, that was a yes.
That was in the keeper pile.
There's a shirt that I have. It has a weird face on it, and then just says in like what's that font? Comic Sans font. Just Big Mama Wants Breakfast. I don't know why it says that. I like it. It's cute.
It's a strange pile
of
clothes.
It's tough with social media because like when we wear an outfit, we like take a picture in it, or we're like in a long video.
And then
you can't wear it again.
You'll never catch me dead in the shirt again. Oh no, I wear it.
Remember, I used to wear the same shit all the time, and you guys gave me shit. So now I never wear the same clothes ever again.
That's what happens.
It's crazy. I go through my closet. I'm just like, fuck it. Wore that one. I'm running.
I'm looking back at like old thumbnails, trying to figure out like which one I wore last episode. Sometimes I repeat it.
Because remember, there was like 8 videos of me wearing that San Marcos yellow shirt.
You know what sucks is like people see us like once a week on this, and they don't realize that a week has gone by. So if we wear the same outfit, like 2 weeks apart, it looks like it was just 2 episodes.
Yeah.
So it kind of like looks dirty, but like obviously we've done laundry in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. We forget laundry's a thing. I could wash these tonight. Actually, I don't wash my jeans too often.
Oh, I wash them every time because I don't like how like it gets loose.
Right. I like when they're form fitting, but like I could wear these like twice a week and like be fine.
Yeah.
Or like blue jeans. Like everybody wears the same damn blue jeans, right?
Because you always have your favorite pair.
Yeah, they fit perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I bought a pair of light blue jeans the other day. I want to bring it back.
Okay.
Bring it back.
I feel like guys don't wear blue jeans anymore. It's not a thing.
I wear blue jeans all the time. I don't wear black. You'll never see me wearing black.
Oh yeah, you don't wear black jeans.
Why don't you wear black?
I think he's like old school Hollister.
Yeah.
Was there ever an old school Hollister?
Back in the day, Hollister, their thing was like they would never have anything colored black.
Oh.
And now it's everything is black.
I don't know. I'm kind of like a preppy person, but I do that as like a code with my wardrobe because it like, I don't know.
Do you think black is dark and...
It's just not me.
Yeah, I need to get rid of all my clothes though. I need to do like Depop or some shit like that.
Did you have good outfits for Lollapalooza?
No, I mean we went to what do you call it? Urban Outfitters, and I just got like a few things.
The festival, and like 6 guys are wearing the exact
same
top. Same
fucking thing.
I have that funniest photo of you at VidCon at like an after party, and a guy's wearing the exact same floral print shirt as you, and you're
so
just like,
funny. So funny.
Why is that so embarrassing?
I don't find it embarrassing. I think it's so cool when someone else is wearing the same thing.
I don't know. I think it's just everyone knows where you went.
It's kind of defeating. Yeah. It's kind of like, I thought I really liked this, but somebody else has it. Like, of course people are going to have it when you see it.
I feel like girls really care. They want to be the only one wearing that outfit that night.
You're an outfit repeater.
Don't ask where I got this shirt from. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, everybody wants you to make an Instagram with all your outfits.
Should I?
Every video we post, there's comments of people saying, she needs to make an Instagram account for all
her outfits.
You know
why I'm not doing it? Because I don't want Natalie to think I'm copying her. Because she has like a Natalie's closet. But I'm like, but everybody does it.
So many girls do it. Yeah.
I know so many girls do it. But like, that's just like, I want her to have her thing.
And I feel like that would help you like business-wise. I feel like that could like create something.
Okay, cool, doing it. Got this at Jaded London.
Well, that's how our meetings go. Well, I think it would be good for you. Okay, I'll do it. All right, when's the money coming in?
How was the festival, though? You still have your backstage pass on
because
your wrist.
Every time I'm like, all right, I need to go to the front and get scissors to cut it. And I walk by the front and I just forget. So the whole, like, after the festival, because we only went for like 2 hours.
Yeah, did you even get backstage?
Unbelievable. 2 hours, you had a backstage pass for all 4 days and you only went to the festival for 2 hours?
And we tried so hard to get these backstage passes. It was so hard. And we finally got them. We were there for 2 hours and we left. We're like, oh, this.
Why didn't you guys stay?
Because I don't know. The day was pretty, like, it wasn't sunny outside. It was really gloomy. And I think that kind of brought us down a little.
I would have left too.
And we fucking took a red eye. I hate when we take red eyes when we go on trips because it ruins your entire next day. Yeah. So we got there at night, got no sleep. And the next day I was completely drained. And we had all of these things to do. I was like, I don't even want to be here. We barely did anything. We went to the festival. 2 hours later, we left. And then we ended up like going to this.
Who'd you see?
Nobody.
You didn't go to anybody's set. You didn't go to Brockhampton, Olivia O'Brien.
That was Sunday. And that was Thursday. That was Wednesday. That was Thursday. And we didn't like show up until
later. So you just went and walked around.
We went straight into the area where like they have like all the artists or whatever. But like,
did you see anyone?
No, I didn't see anybody. I didn't see one artist or anybody
while we were there. You flew all the way out there to go to some random person's wedding reception,
but we didn't even really get to go because the next day, so like after all that, we're like, okay, at least we have the wedding to go. This is gonna be fun, it's gonna be so beautiful outside. It's at Lake Geneva, it's just gonna be a beautiful day, and everyone's gonna be happy. Two lovely people are getting married. You know, me, Jason, Susie, we're so excited, and we get to Lake Geneva, and I went to Mason's the day before. I got this like expensive outfit. Jason had a fitting, everything. And so we get dressed. We have to drop him off at the ceremony because David and Natalie and Todd got like invited to like have a seat. So we had to drop him off at like 5. And then we went back to the hotel. We got some food. We got dressed. And then we're sitting there. And the time comes to where we're supposed to show up. And they're like, don't come yet. Don't come yet. And then we're sitting there. We're like, I don't think they know we're coming. I don't think anybody at the
reception?
Wedding. To the reception. Yeah, like I don't think they ever told them that, hey, we have 3 extra people coming. I think this was just
winging it.
But we didn't know that though. Bad. We thought like me and Jason, we got fucking ready.
Pay per plate.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a sit down
dinner. You can't just show up.
I understand that, but like I just thought that they knew that we were coming, but I don't think they ever knew. So it hits like 9:30, 10, and me and Jason look at each other and Susie. It was so defeating. We felt like losers that we just spent all day getting excited for this wedding.
And drove 2 hours from Chicago.
We just sat there. Me and Jason watched
the entire... And you were just waiting for the text to say, come.
Yeah. Me and Jason watched the entire Judd Apatow movie in our suits, waiting to be invited to this wedding that we were never invited to. And then we finally got the text to come. But this is like, I think they were waiting for everybody to be plastered. For us to like show up and nobody to really care.
Or they were waiting for everybody to finish eating.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't even have a seat. And then you'd be standing there. And
I think people were drinking, but everyone was still in their seats. So like we couldn't show up because then we wouldn't have anywhere
to sit. What time was it at?
We showed up at probably like 10, 15, 10:30.
Oh yeah, they were done eating a long time before that.
Oh my God.
They were there for like 4 or 5 hours before we came through.
If only you all could see what we went through at Macy's.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But it was funny in the end of the day. I get to talk about it. Because if it went perfectly, it'd be pretty boring.
Did you bust it out on the dance floor?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. I lost my voice because I was screaming.
Live band or DJ?
It was a DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked like an English teacher. Like, he didn't look like a real DJ. It looked like a guy that was like, he taught. And then on the weekends, he'll do some little DJ.
Uh-huh.
Probably has a little contract with the hotel. Or the venue, whatever.
He does the pep rallies and the local weddings.
What was the name of the bride and groom, Zane?
It was Sloan and Steven.
Oh, nice little alliteration there.
I don't know their last name.
Did they have a hashtag?
I didn't. You know, I didn't see any.
Like, what was his last name?
Saad.
Saad.
So many S's.
And her last name was like. She came up with her party. It said like in balloons, like a Sod Squad.
Okay.
Sod Squad. I don't know. I think it was playoff like block squad.
A Sod, yes.
Sod Squad.
A Sod, yes. Yeah. But yeah, that's all we did. Lake Geneva is fucking beautiful, by the way. Have you ever been there?
No.
This is in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, Jason, and Susie, we couldn't believe how beautiful this place. We were just like driving through because we were getting food before the wedding. And we didn't want to leave. It had like a cute little town and all these boats were out there. It looked like a painting.
This is why we need to travel and get out more.
I know.
I agree.
It was it was really beautiful. And then we got some ice cream.
Did you meet any girls?
At the wedding or just in general?
The wedding, you know.
The wedding's the place to meet somebody.
It was all her friends. I kind of like already knew all her friends, but I mean, nobody just stuck out to me.
Who caught the bouquet?
Susie.
Natalie did.
Did she? Did she toss?
She's the next to get married.
No, no. Like, so the bouquet like was tossed. It hit the chandelier and it fell to the floor. And Natalie like ran and grabbed it. Girls out of the way. And then after that, Todd disappeared.
You never saw him.
Never saw him again.
Did they do a garter belt toss too? I feel like they always toss the bouquet, but like garter
where
belts.
Where the groom goes under her dress and grabs the garter, and then he throws it to the men. And
okay,
then
so
those two have to dance.
I didn't see this part, like, but apparently they do one for the guys too. I didn't know that they do one for the guys.
Yeah. It's usually it's for singles though. Like usually singles are supposed to do it, so like those two people like dance.
Oh, so Natalie and this random dude end up getting it. So like, and none of us knew that there was a ceremony between the two when they both catch it. So everybody's like, all right, get them on the dance floor, and like they start dancing, and we all look at Todd, and Todd's like, I don't care, I don't care. It was really funny because none of us expected. We didn't know what, like,
right.
I haven't been to a wedding in 10 fucking years. I have no idea.
So you did the wedding and then there was a club night for David?
That was the night before.
Okay.
So after the festival, this club like had David host an event there.
And people bought tickets to go.
I didn't even know people. I thought it was like a regular club night.
I thought he was just happening to be there. I didn't know it was like David Dobrik's like event.
Yeah,
that people like you buy a table or a ticket to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently Post Malone bought a table that night, but he never showed up. I have a feeling because he found out it was David's event, so he probably thought it would be weird for him to have a table there. But he was booked for a table there that night.
I know my cousins who lived in Chicago hit me up and they're like, can you get us into this? I'm like, yeah, no problem. I hit up Natalie and she goes, we only have a max for just us and we can't invite any
guests.
It
was really hard to get anybody in that place. Yeah. I thought it would be easy. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. Like everybody was just all dancing together. We got to go to the DJ booth. We got to play whatever songs we want. It was really fun.
Now you said you weren't going to drink before you went on this trip.
I did say that. I told Heath, I looked at Heath, I was like, hey dude, I'm not gonna drink. I'm gonna be really responsible. I'm strong.
Oh, I saw the stories. Zane's freaking knee move where he's on the ground like humping and it just
you know what? It's the peer pressure because everybody knows I don't want to drink, and then everybody just like, Zane, they're just so bad. Just so bad. Because I think I'm like, when it comes to like having a good time going out and drinking, like I'm the glue that sticks everybody. Because if I'm not drinking, then everyone's just kind of like,
you mean that messy, right, sticky stuff that everybody wants off their hands?
It's not
the good glue. It's the gorilla glue.
You're the vinegar to the baking soda, though.
Yeah,
you get the party popping.
Hey, at least there's something to my name, you know? I have something that I can bring everybody together for. But we did that, and then we ended up, they got us this party bus, but it wasn't a party bus because you look at the outside, it was legitimately a tram. You know the tram that you see like through like San Francisco?
Oh, yes.
It was one of those. It was a trolley, sorry, not a tram. And we're like, what the fuck is it? We go inside, it looks like it was turned into a party bus in like 10 minutes. Like, it looked like Gabe was like, we need a party bus. And they're like, all we have is a trolley. And he's like, turn it into a party bus.
Oh, that's really
you walk
funny.
In, there's Christmas lights on top. And like, it looked funny.
Yeah.
And we're like, where's the stripper poles? Like, they didn't have time. They didn't have time to. It was really.
Was it a double decker?
It wasn't a double decker.
Oh, I would have been at the top, like a rooftop, like.
Oh yeah. They should make party buses like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Imagine a double decker rooftop, but the rooftop has the pole
that goes up. So you get to go down.
No. You know the poles that like don't have like to be connected to the roof, and you could like
a fire pole in the middle where you could go.
He was talking about like a stripper pole.
A stripper pole, but like you're saying in like a hole.
But you can like swing around the edge of the bus.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
Wait! What are you talking? Like I'm trying to picture this.
There's stripper poles that don't need to be attached to a roof.
Yeah, they're just on the ground,
and they kind of just like they're like a little flexy.
Oh, those exist?
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
But imagine if that was just on top of the bus and you could like just swing around and like you're just...
Imagine the people falling off.
It looks like Mad Max. They're just swaying over.
That'd be so fucking cool.
Oh, fuck. You gotta put a clip of that. That's so funny. The Mad Max series.
And then we have bachelor parties this weekend. Where's your bachelor party?
Tampa.
Mine's in Denver. Who's getting married?
My buddy Rob.
Okay. My buddy John, yeah.
Congrats, Rob. Congrats, John.
Are you in like a bachelor group chat?
Yeah. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. And it's funny, like, you're in the chat and there's all these people that, like, you don't know. And they all have inside jokes because it's their friends they have made over the years.
Yeah. Being in, like, a group chat for a bachelor party makes you realize, like, how crazy other groups of friends are, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like really fucking out there. And you're just like, you'll like check in up on it and you're just like.
And this is their time to really let loose and do whatever the but boys this is want.
Like, this is like their shit that they've been looking for. Yeah. Like, this is like the
it's
highlight.
Huge for
even
them.
Like the other boys. You, you know what I mean? Like we do crazy shit all the time and we're like blessed and we're super lucky. But like, this is like.
They're looking this forward is to it.
This is their moment. Like, how many things
I've been mowed for? They're like, we're going to do BMX biking one day. And then we're going to do this. And we need strippers. And I'm just like, oh my God, guys, believe.
Oh my God. But that is.
We're going to be the opposite. We're just going to be like, oh, do we have to go that crazy? It's like, can we just go to Busch Gardens or something?
I just want a golf trip. Take me to Scotland to golf, and that's
St. Andrews.
Oh, damn, that sounds nice.
Mariah, are you nervous about Heath going on this bachelor party?
No.
Okay.
The last one that he went to in Texas, like, even the groom was like with, because the other guys were so crazy and single.
Oh, my God.
And him and the groom were like, can we go home yet? Like, this is so, like, it's tiring.
That shit was crazy, though. One dude, we got home. He was passed out
in
the middle
of the
street.
Wait, which bachelor?
Thomas's.
Oh, okay.
One guy was passed out in the middle of the street, like
One of them, like one of you guys.
And we like showed up and like face down on the fucking concrete.
Outside of the house you were staying in.
Yes. And we were just like, "What the fuck is going on?" So like, got him inside, and he was not doing good. We had to call paramedics to come get him because it was so bad. And like, for some reason, this one kid, we lost him for an entire day.
I guess
he's got like really bad, like this isn't funny, but like he gets like really like addicted to things, and like if he starts something, he doesn't want to stop.
Uh-huh.
So he got at the strip club one day. He went by himself, and he was there. I'm not joking.
No way.
For 12 fucking hours.
No way.
How much money was that?
That's like what
thousands
I asked.
And thousands and thousands and thousands of
for
dollars
for boobs.
Big boobs.
Boobs that you're most likely not going to even, like.
Yeah. Just to see it?
Just
Google it.
See.
Hey, Google
just,
it.
Imagine just.
You can Google image boobs anytime you want.
12 hours by himself.
Yeah, crazy. And then another kid. So the whole friend group is like big boys. And they're all like football guys. And they got into like this like wrestling match. One dude picked him up in the middle of the kitchen, slammed him on the fucking ground, cracked his fucking head. Like, it was this whole fucking...
I'm not going to lie. This sounds like one of our weekends.
Yeah.
It was, it's not too far off.
And me and the groom were just like, all right.
Let's call it.
All right.
I remember you telling me all these insane stories, and it was so funny going to the wedding, and they're all dressed to the nines
just
and just like...
everywhere.
And it's so, and he was like, so this is the guy that did this. This is the guy. And I was what?
Funny.
And they just look so nice, like at the end of the aisle. Just like, it's so funny to see them like put together.
You're looking at every single one of them, just like, I know what you did.
Mm-hmm. I know what
Have you ever been to a bachelorette party, Mariah?
Yeah.
You have? Mm-hmm. What has gone down at a bachelorette
party? Yeah, I'm so curious.
What's the crazy
like,
shit?
Aaron's was really fun because we went to Utah. So
Guilfoyle?
Yes.
Oh, that already happened.
Yeah. Okay. We went last January. Yeah. And it was really fun. It was just like a ski trip, but the boys went too, but they did their own thing. We did our own thing. And then at the end of the weekend, we all like did a nice dinner together, but we took like a horse up this mountain and all had dinner together. Like it was just nice.
You took horses up a mountain?
Yeah, it was like,
oh,
it was
beautiful.
Like fake. It was like so insane. So that was really fun. And the other bachelorette party was my cousin's. We went to Vegas, but we just went to like one of the pool parties and then.
In Chippendales?
They went. I drove there and they said they were going to Chippendales and I was like, I'll just drive the day after. I just didn't want to go.
You didn't want to see it? A little thunder down under.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to make eye contact.
Do you think male strip clubs make more money than female strip clubs or female strip clubs make more money?
Female strip clubs.
Female strip clubs.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't really understand the whole penis thing.
Well, yeah, because like at least you get to see boobs at like a female strip club.
No, not
that. But you know, I don't think you really get to see penises at all in male strip clubs.
Like a Magic Mike show, they're just like shirtless, right? and maybe they'll like rip off.
I think they could get real. I feel like they get really close to like really close to them.
I think they like dick out.
As like as close as like a like female strip club would be.
Does a woman run a male strip club? Like the audition process is there like this old lady that comes and goes, let's see it, boys.
Shake it. Helicopter.
Helicopter. Let's see it. Like pulls out like a tape measure and just going, he's good. Out, you're in, you're in, you're out.
There has to be an older lady.
Yeah. Maybe
because you need like someone like that to run the show there. Like right. That's the only. That's there's no better person than like an older lady.
Old lady to run a male strip club. Man.
That's funny. Like, it just reminds me of that scene in The Longest Yard where the one that worked at the prison.
Yes.
Like somebody like
I
her.
I love that movie. I also really love. Have you seen Burlesque? It's like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, with Cher and Christina Aguilera.
So
I've seen like
good.
Bits of it.
Is that good.
The Chicago movie? No, that's not the same.
I like Showgirls.
Oh, you like Showgirls? Yeah. I like Burlesque.
They'll like
but
come out
actual
with.
It's kind of like the No Vacancy vibe.
Right.
Okay. Speakeasy is like a dark bar or
it's
like
usually a bar
that's
disguised as something else, and then you go into it. Like speakeasies were places where people would drink during the Prohibition when alcohol was illegal. So. There were like speakeasies in the backs of restaurants where it was a bar hidden illegally, but now people use that as like a facade to like describe a place.
I thought now you refer to speakeasies as an actual place where you hide, like where it's like hidden. I don't know.
I think people just make places look like speakeasies.
Yeah. You know that place that's like under that one hotel and like nobody knows about it, but you go in there and it's like a whole like nightclub?
Probably. Like there's the blind barber in New York. Yeah. Davey Wayne's is like
walking into the fridge.
No Vacancy sense. Though, I think is one of the coolest like speakeasy style bars. And for the people who don't know, it's this bar in LA and it looks like this old Victorian house. Uh-huh. And you walk into this living room and there's no other doors or exits. What?
A hallway.
Oh, you enter like the hallway, which looks like you're entering like the foyer of a house. And then you enter this room and there's a woman who's on the bed.
And you have no, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
There's no other doors to exit.
And she's
so you're like
what's
happening?
Like that kind of like burlesque. Yeah. Outfit.
She looks like a prostitute. Yeah. Like
she's there all night.
And she's on the bed and she goes, welcome to No Vacancy, no photos when you're inside the, the bar or whatever, but enjoy your night. And then she'll like pull the edge of the bedpost and it then the bed moves and it's this hidden trapdoor under the bed.
Yeah. Wow.
And you enter. You've never been there?
Oh, no. We gotta take Mariah there once. She would love that.
I remember.
Still have to go to Universal.
Yeah, I know.
You've never been to Universal Studios? Oh shit!
It's right down the street.
I know.
It's too close to make it like exciting to like go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I'm really excited to go. I'm scared to keep asking.
I don't know who I was talking to.
Oh, don't make it look like I didn't want to take you.
No, I'm looking at Zane. What? Because Zane made it such a big deal, and he was like, "We have to take you this week. We have to go. We've been wanting to go, but it's also like everywhere is so packed. Like Six Flags is super packed.
Yeah,
you got to go on like a Wednesday when school has started. Yeah. So like no one's
wait
on vacation.
September then.
That's close enough.
Yeah, like, that's. I mean, it's not going anywhere. It's right there.
Do they do like Halloween specials?
Halloween Horror Nights.
I've literally never been there.
But you've never heard of it? Because it's such a big thing that they promote like everywhere.
I just don't think I put two and two together. I just know Six Flags and Fright Night.
Oh, you keep telling me you like horror movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep forgetting. I ask this question all the time.
I'm going to go through all the videos and just put a compilation of every time you ask.
You like horror
stuff?
So in the park, they have like these warehouses that they set up as haunted houses.
Yeah,
and it's like by movies. So like they'll have horror movies for each house and you get to walk through it and they do such an amazing job setting it up.
So you have Halloween, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
They do Krampus, which is my favorite one. And that's the one where it's like the evil Santa Claus. Uh-huh. But you walk into the house and it smells like gingerbread and it's a Christmas scene.
That's
but it's
cool.
So conflicting because you're so comforted by the smell of Christmas and then you're getting scared the entire time. That's my favorite.
They had it for all the Saw movies. It was so cool.
Someone on TikTok posted something recently about Horror Nights and they think that they're building a Margaritaville Horror
Night. Oh my, yes.
I would go.
People in the comments were like, it's 4:59 and it never turns to 5:00.
It's a haunted
Escape from Margaritaville. That's good.
In a blender.
That's really funny. I hope it's real.
But they
should do an escape room one.
A Margaritaville escape.
No, not the Margaritaville, but I was thinking like the places you were talking about.
Yeah.
Like doing an escape room, the movie one.
Oh yeah.
That would be cool.
But did Universal make that movie?
I don't think
They only do Universal movies.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
But that's why they always have the best costumes. They have the best sets because it's pulled all right from the studios right there. Right. So the characters walking around are like so realistic. They have the most realistic weapons.
They do a really good job.
Chase you.
That's why I wish they had Whoville still, because I would have loved. I know that was the real set, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw that doesn't exist. But I wish I saw
it,
that.
They got it. Looked pretty. It looked pretty crappy. Like it got to a point where like they had to get rid of it.
Styrofoam.
Yeah, but it's still like cool to see in person. Like yeah. It was a fake.
The
movie.
War of the Worlds set's pretty cool. Like with the War of the Worlds set with like
the airplane.
The airplane.
Oh yeah,
and
that
stuff.
That is crazy. That gives me fucking
Yeah, it's the
gives
most
me anxiety like, seeing that plane.
Did your churches in your town ever do a thing called like Hell House or a Hell Night
where churches?
Hell no.
And then they take you to these far off haunted houses, and they will take you through these really disturbing haunted houses, but that are things about like if you walk away from God, this is what can happen. So there's a suicide room. Like abuse and like abortion, they use it as like this way of like trying
scare
to get you scare
like,
you into loving Jesus.
Oh my God. They would do it around Halloween.
What? They would do it around Halloween. I used to go to this little church and it was fun because it was like they had this band playing and all the cute girls from my school would go there. So we would go and they would talk about Hell House Night and you can go see what hell is really like. And
Jesus would not like that.
And my parents were like, you are not going to that. No way.
Wait, we should save this for the Halloween episode. This is good. Mm. Like, I feel like we're in October.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Cool. But I bet some people in the comments, though, have been to those where like,
damn,
churches
yeah,
put
let
it
us
on.
Know. Yeah, that's
we should go to one.
What are y'all gonna be for Halloween?
I don't. I'm really bad with costumes.
You know what I think would be a fun costume? You know those people on live who like bounce the ping pong balls?
Oh yeah, there's
people
really
go
funny.
On TikTok live.
Oh, why do I feel like it's a it's a video that like repeats itself. Like they never actually get it.
Oh, because they go
sometimes
live
they
and you
do
wait.
That. Yeah. And I sit there for 5 minutes. I know. And like, are they gonna get it?
It would just be funny if you had like a bunch of ping pong balls and like pots and pans like in front of you and you just do
that's
it.
Funny.
Oh, that's funny. That's really good.
I saw that one. Take it, steal it. I ain't gonna pull it off.
Mariah should be Popeye's wife.
Olive oil.
I did want to be her 1 year. Actually,
I was Popeye for Halloween 1 year.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a date for a sorority girl one time and she was olive oil and I was Popeye.
Oh
yeah. What? Sorry, I just looked at how high your pants are there.
I might as well
look like
Popeye.
Popeye.
At your knees.
With the socks, it's perfect.
Because I'm sitting up like this, guys.
Shit. Sorry, I'm just jealous you're tall and they can ride up on you like that.
All right, well, how was your guys' week?
I have been under the weather for a week.
Yeah, you look like you were dying. Well, you were dying.
I feel better now. I feel good. So, pass. And it's not COVID, thank God. So, that was big news.
Down with the sickness.
Oh, what was the cars that you were looking at?
Oh, yeah. I FaceTimed you, remember?
I know. In a fucking Bugatti Chiron.
You are not getting into Bugatti.
Oh, yeah. Look, Ilya set up this thing for... he was supposed to be there, too, but he didn't go. The main car people, the people that love cars, did not come on the trip.
Make it make sense.
So we met up with this guy. He like owns like this tire company. I'm not sure. I forgot the name, but loaded. This guy's fucking loaded. He has this like giant fucking house, and he had like I think it was like 11 supercars. It was like all worth like almost $7 million. All just the cars in his driveway.
What does he do?
Hiding
he
money.
He owns like a tire company. Like he's
oh that's it.
It's like. It's a.
I own the tires. Yeah. I don't own the cars.
He could probably explain it better. He just does like rims, tires.
Yeah, they do like fitment for cars. Like you know, like you like your car stance. You could like slam it, camber the wheels, do a bunch of like different stuff to have like the aesthetic look for JDM stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but just he's doing really well, and out of all the cars, he had one car specifically. It was a Bugatti. It was worth over $3 million, this car. It was fucking insane. Like, how do you have $3 million of like product of shit in yeah. one car. It makes no sense.
You can't even use the bathroom. Like,
yeah, there's no bathroom.
That is a home. Like, no way. It just moves from point A to point B.
Yeah. The girl was saying just the bricks alone costed $180,000 each. Crazy. Each.
How fast do they go? Over are they 500. Legal?
I'll tell you.
No, they're
are
legal.
Are certain ones not legal? Why did I think some of them can't be in the U.S.?
There's certain cars that aren't allowed here, but no, you could definitely have. Kylie has one.
Yeah, Kylie has. She has one too.
That's the only one. Top speed is like 300.
And so you were looking at a Bugatti?
Yeah. So the whole point of this trip was that Ilya and like Heath and Jonah could see these cars and drive it. None of them were there, so it was just all of us.
Is that why David was wanting me to go so bad?
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense now. I was like, dude, I don't want to go to Lollapalooza. Who fucking cares?
But you would have loved it because we were only there for fucking hour and a half anyways. So that would have been literally the...
Things that could have been brought to my attention days ago.
I know, but we no communication. I know.
But like, just be like, hey, we're going to go see a Bugatti and a couple other fucking crazy supercars.
Yeah, telling Heat to go to Lollapalooza is not going to lure him in.
I know. We did a bad job of that. You're not selling me here. But I didn't know we were seeing that either, to be fair. But yeah, we saw this car and... This car goes like fucking fast. It goes 0 to 60 in like 2.3 is something fucking nuts. Quick. And we took it to this like strip, and
you drove it.
No, I didn't drive it. No. I was not gonna drive that car. We got to drive the. It was I don't even know the fucking car. It fucking pushed though. Like it had like half the money of this car was in the
engine.
Was just a fucking like when you like pressed on the gas, it went and then it would just shoot you. Like what's this that is the part Bugatti? Of the car? No, that's not the Bugatti. It's the car that I was driving.
Maserati.
It was like a Audi.
Aston Martin.
He drove the Audi R8 because he has an R8. He has the Aventador.
Yeah.
He has.
Oh, look, I have a video. I can just
show. It's the Hamilton collection on TikTok.
Yeah, I'll show you the car right now, what I drove. Yeah.
How does an Aston Martin son of a car
yeah, go I have a video of it here. I can show you. I will show you guys. But we took the Bugatti to the strip. Sorry, I was trying to brag how I got to drive one of the cars, but you know, no big deal.
Did you like the Audi?
It was fucking sick. I loved it. But
you're selling your car now, though, right? Yeah. Bye bye to the Lamborghini. I'm getting an Audi. Saying get something modest.
Sam likes to start fresh once a year.
Yeah,
you're selling your house, your car, but we'll your get clothes.
To that. We'll get to that. But let me. I just want to tell Heath about the Bugatti real quick. So David was driving each of us like he was going like full speed, like to show us like the power of this car, and. He took Susie first, and Susie was literally like
she puked in it.
No, she loved it though. That was like, dude, that was fucking awesome. For her. She got like that was fucking insane. I was like, I can't like fast cars. Like I don't even drive my own car. Like I hate going really fast in a car. And I was like, I can't do this. She was like, oh my god, come on, dude, you're gonna love it. Look at Susie. She was freaking out. Everyone was like, do it. I was like, bro, this is like one of the top things of like fears of mine, just like being in a really fast car. And I was like, dude, I can't. And then they finally got me to do it. Everybody and I got in, and dude, this motherfucker, we were going like 130, 140. It was fucking insane. He got it all in the vlog too. I was shitting my fucking pants. Really? I remember getting out of the car after we finished, and I was like rolling on the floor, like I was about to puke. It was fucking insane. This car was a beast.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive.
It was a beast.
Was it manual or automatic?
Was automatic.
Oh,
you can't drive that manual going that.
I'm surprised a car that nice is like automatic.
But yeah, but isn't it crazy that like they have cars go that fast, but it's illegal to drive it that fast anywhere?
It always
makes no sense to me.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
What's the highest speed limit in the United States is what?
80
in Texas. Oh.
sorry,
right when
can
it came
somebody
out
just
now.
Make a compilation that every time Matt brings
you
up Texas that
we
would
should
love to
we
watch
should
that.
All have a side bet on who can get him to say Texas
oh
first.
We should bet on like times of the like the time
like
slot of the podcast
the yeah. third quarter
that'd be funny.
I can't help myself.
oh
shit,
that's funny.
How was the Countach?
The what?
Excuse me?
The Countach.
The white, the old school Lamborghini that was there?
Oh, the Wolf of Wall Street car.
Yeah.
Dude, that was so... None of us drove it. Wait, like, Susie got in it, but it was
the Lamborghini Countach, the white one from Wolf of Wall Street. You saw...
It's I don't think it's that one specifically, but it's
my
that
cousin,
car.
My cousin Joe, his friend has the one from the movie, remember?
The actual
one. He really does.
Yeah.
Who's his cousin Joe?
Yeah.
Your cousin Joe.
They're from Staten Island.
Wait, your cousin Joe?
Yeah.
What a small world. That's pretty cool.
That's a car I get excited about. I only like cars from movies. Like if it's a DeLorean, I'm like, whoa. If it's the mystery machine, I'm like, whoa.
This guy also had that golf screen thing. I know you love.
He's got a simulator in the house.
Golf simulator. That's rich shit. That's some rich boy shit when people have that in their house. Are those actually expensive? Those
if you get a really nice one, they could be like $60,000.
Oh wow!
What?
That's crazy.
A nice golf
simulator. It doesn't look like when you look like at it. All... It doesn't look expensive.
Wii
when you see
Sports,
it.
Please.
Wii Sports.
Oh, I loved Wii Sports.
But Mariah, you said I'm selling my car. I'm tired of it. The customer service for Lamborghini.
You've had the rental car more than your own car.
Exactly. So like, I have to bring in my car like every like 2 weeks. And when they take it, it's there for a week and a half, 2 weeks, because they take so long because it's the only dealership in the entire city that can like work on a Urus.
And for the people who it's a Lamborghini, Urus. For the people who don't know.
Some people
don't know.
No, I'm just saying, like, if my freaking Lamborghini is the only dealership, and it's just like, it's there every 2 weeks, and...
The best thing I love about your Lamborghini is whenever I have a friend from like college or my hometown come and visit, they're just so excited to go sit in it. I text Zane, I'm like, can we just go sit in your car? And they're like, he's like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Just
taking your car. They don't get excited for your car.
Not as excited as just the designer
Matt,
bag.
Matt, if you ever need to borrow it and make it look like your car, you can always, you know.
I'm too scared to drive. Like, it's all in Italian. I have no fucking clue.
Like, yeah, it's my car.
It's like strada, roba, qui parada. I'm like, what is reverse? I don't know.
I remember asking Heath, I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? He's like, dude, that's... Sport, it says it.
Drive.
Sporta. But yeah, dude, it's just the fucking... I know I sounded like that, but like, dude, it's just the customer service. You expect to have
the
at least...
No, you pay a lot. You would, yeah.
Decent customer service, and they hate me. Yeah. So I'm getting rid of it. I'm going to get something.
I think
take
that
Lamborghini with your customer care.
I was telling him, I was like, dude, we should just tell them that like I'm getting rid of the car because of them. But like, they don't care. Because that car is going right to somebody else, or it's going to go right back to that shop.
Do you ever feel like everybody looks like their cars?
Yes.
Owners. Yeah. It's like people always say, oh, dogs look like their owners. Yes. I always feel like everybody looks like their cars.
You definitely drive.
Yeah.
Like, Kia Soul.
You look like, you don't look like your Porsche, but you did look like Big Red. You looked like...
Wow, it was a piece of trash back then. Fucking mullet.
He looked like it then. Now he does look like his Porsche.
But like... You know, like what you mean by like they look
like
their car.
Think of every person you see driving a Prius. They look like they drive a Prius.
My dad doesn't look like a Prius.
He drives a Prius.
No. Oh shit!
He's one like exception. Your dad. If I like categorize your dad with a car, it would definitely be like Mercedes,
like a BMW.
Yeah, my dad is Mercedes for sure.
Yeah.
When I had the G Wagon, I felt like it looked like me a little bit. The gold, just
you
like
you are a Mercedes person.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss your G Wagon because that's also when you had a pink beard and we were driving to Vegas, and people would always like just look at, and Zay would just grin at people going,
"Dude, people would stare at me."
I really liked you in the G Wagon.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
But now, like, I don't like it at all anymore, because now the amount of people that I've met with G-Wagons,
it's so common.
It's just like,
yeah.
And that was a good one. Like, but yours had like a nice trim and color on it where it didn't look like tacky. It looked like rugged and fun.
Yeah.
And though it had ashtrays. Like in the back seat, there were ashtrays.
And it was weird because all it had in the console was a cup holder.
It was on the passenger side.
Yeah, you gotta go all the way.
Yeah, that was the one thing. There was no cup holders.
It was really weird how they set that.
The new ones are really nice, though.
Yeah. People say I don't look like my car right now at all.
I see it. But sometimes I think, like, I don't see it. You're driving, like, a luxury purse around all the time.
I don't like it anymore.
Sometimes you just need something with a little bit more stability to get you around.
I love the Genesis.
Genesis.
You see the one I have now?
It's like an
SUV. It's really nice.
Do you have the Genesis SUV?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to see it in person. Yeah. Our neighbor got one.
I think they're
one,
such
and I was
a great
like,
car.
Yes, they look so nice.
I feel like they gave me that car because they know how...
They know
Yeah. They keep giving me the other Genesis.
It's like a Bentayga.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's really nice, the one they gave me this time.
Wow. I'm going to sell my truck and get a Kia Telluride.
My gosh, they're so nice.
I love that guy on TikTok who's just like, this is the Kia Telluride. And he shows you like everything really,
he's
really
like
quick.
The knockoff Doug DeMuro.
Yeah.
I love the Kia Telluride.
All right, I have to look this up real quick because I have no idea what car
they're
you're talking
so
about.
Nice.
Kia
Telluride? Yeah.
Yes.
That one like looks
the
like a Range Rover
so nice.
Kind of.
It looks so sporty and cool.
I just wish Kia would switch up their logo.
Oh, that's a good family car.
Totally new. Get rid of the Kia logo.
They did.
Some have, yeah,
oh, they
the
did
new one.
It's KIA, but in like a weird angular font.
Yeah.
It looks like a fancy version of the Jeep Renegade.
No.
Yeah. It looks like a fancier version, like a bigger, fancier, like a nicer version of it.
I love that car.
Dude, I saw the radio flyer wagon car that David had in his vlog in your neighborhood right when I pulled up.
That's so
it was
weird.
Just,
the what?
I wanted to see it in person.
The
too.
Wagon car that David had in his
vlog. Oh, that
wagon
car was fun.
Someone in the
you
neighborhood
just saw
had
it.
It
on this block.
I was driving, you know, down the street near Keats, and I was in three blocks ahead of me. I just see it zoom by. I'm like, what the hell?
That's even funnier to see it like out of context.
And, you know, everyone's walking their dogs right. And running down that street, you saw everyone's heads just turn like, what the? You know, there's a glitch in the Matrix.
You know, you're kids like, are screaming when they see that shit, a giant fucking wagon.
It looks like a Grand Theft Auto hack. Like, someone turned that into a vehicle, and everyone's just
fuck. I was telling David, dude, you should have like a bunch of Girl Scout girls have their cookies like in a mountain in that wagon.
Yes.
That would look so funny.
Were you a Girl Scout?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Not my thing.
I'm surprised you weren't like a scout in some. You know how they have
me?
Like little scout like girl like they have different.
Yeah.
You're. Yeah.
No, I didn't do any of that.
Never
I just
a
danced.
Brownie.
Remember
a brownie.
Remember the Boy Scouts? They had the cookies. My brother.
No,
used to
they
do
did
that
popcorn.
The no, it was cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
No. It was a cookie batter. They would sell like batter.
Mm. Oh yeah, that was part.
That
of
was
like,
my brother. My brother.
But they're
did
mostly
that.
Trying to sell popcorn. I was a Cub Scout for 5 years.
Oh, then what? I don't know what my brother was doing then because he had.
Was
like,
he a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout?
Oh, maybe Boy Scout.
Maybe Boy Scouts are selling cookie batter, but
yeah.
Cub Scouts were selling popcorn, and nobody ever wanted the fucking popcorn.
Damn, what a rough competition! You got to go against Girl Scout cookies.
I know. We had to go door to door selling
popcorn. That's like the worst thing to sell.
Wait, no, popcorn. I think my
God.
Parents got
you know,
popcorn because they came in different flavors.
Every single year for Christmas, I would get that big tin of popcorn.
Oh, yes,
and
that was the best, though. That was the best.
None of us ate it.
It
my
was
grandma
like cheddar,
would always have it.
Right,
caramel,
but you had to submit an order.
Tracks.
You had to, Girl Scouts have the product on deck. It's you
oh,
want
yeah.
it. Here it is. We had to go fill out this sheet of paper, and no one's ever like. Yeah, let me wait like a fucking week and a half to get fucking popcorn.
You know what I thought was the most fucked up thing? The fundraisers in school that were mandatory. Like they would give
one?
You the box of fucking candy.
Yeah,
to
they
sell.
Would make you
oh,
go work.
Yeah,
they would
make
you fucking go work.
Sell it. And
they would
like...
make you sell it, but if you didn't come back and sell it all, you still owe the money.
Dude, it's crazy.
And then if you did sell it, you'd just get like a glow necklace. Like that was it.
How was that forced on us?
Like
that...
you made me sell $60 worth of candy. And if you didn't sell it by the due date, you had like a week or something, you still owed the $60
and
regardless of like...
Child labor.
And you
we
can't
even
like
even
give the candy back and be like, I didn't sell it.
And we
like,
don't even
no.
get a cut. We get no percentage off sales.
But that's fucked up for the schools to do.
Right. So it's like the superintendent's brother got caught in a pyramid scheme. And is like, hey, can you pass this on?
You're selling Mary Kay products as a fourth grader.
Vending machines are just not cutting it, so they're just like making all the kids fucking do the work.
Yeah, wow. And then everybody at school has to sell them, so you're not selling them in school because everybody's trying to sell their own product.
Were they
exactly.
in those like cardboard like
the fucking...
boxes and all the sections?
What
and...
was the chocolate brand? It was like a brand that nobody's ever seen. Remember?
Carmelo's.
Is that what it was
Carmelo's
called?
Carmelo's was like a bunch of
did
them.
Did y'all have people selling suckers all the time? Like cheerleaders would be like selling suckers, those big little lollipops. Oh, God. At our
the
school,
Chupa Chups?
Yes. Chupa Chups. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And they had these wacky flavors. And they would sell. These cheerleaders would carry these bags of suckers around.
They would, like,
and you had
bobbers.
To fish through your favorite flavors and hustle out cash to them. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's funny.
What a fucking scam.
Yeah.
That boxing kid, that's so funny. Like how that happened.
I'm going to be honest. I never did that.
They didn't like, you've never even seen it? Like
no, yeah,
school?
I've seen it my whole life.
Their
but,
school
like,
wasn't
we
hurting
we...
on money.
Ah. Yeah, South was pretty bad.
They would literally, they'd go, here's your box. You have to sell it all and you have to bring the money back in a week.
All the money. Oh, like, you don't get, like,
if you didn't sell it, you couldn't just bring the candy back and be like, I didn't sell it. Like,
what the hell was that? Somebody was collecting their cash at the end of the day. It was like,
what were box tops?
Box tops?
That was.
Box tops is like something that you would just collect on your own, like from the food you're eating. And then you could, like,
remember General Mills cereal in the school.
There would be like a little mailbox that you would go to the school and you could drop off your box tops. Yeah.
And then I never did that. Money, but. And it was like a nickel and a dime. And where did that money go?
Yeah. What, you really think about all these little things that schools would do. Where was the money going? They weren't replacing the books, that's for sure.
It cuts to the teachers, like, in the teacher's office, just. Keep them selling chocolate.
We're keeping that room running, the teacher's lounge. Uh-huh. Probably the nicest part of the building. That's funny.
Yeah, did you?
Guys, no disrespect to teachers. We love you.
Do you guys remember soda cans? Like, you could, like, get, like, 50% off for, like, Six Flags and stuff like that. Or your water parks and stuff.
You cut it out of the can.
Yeah, can of Coke. If you brought the can of Coke.
That was
to the fucking water park. Get me in. Where's my discount?
What, you're trying to cut it, but it's fucking cutting you.
No, because I had one for the Horror Nights.
Oh my gosh.
And it was on the Coke can.
Do they still have that? They still put, like, coupons on
it. I doubt it. No way.
Have you ever looked? I feel like we don't even look anymore.
Do we even drink soda like that? No.
I kind of miss that shit, though. Like, that was cool.
I wonder if you could still... Did you know you could collect Dum Dum wrappers for prizes?
Where?
Like, you, the Dum Dum lollipops, you take the wrappers off and you collect them, and then you go online and you type in, like, the code and how many, like, whatever, and then you can get, like, Frisbees, backpacks. Like, I used to get them all the time.
Oh, that's fun.
Damn. And you can pick what you want, like a t-shirt.
When you used to go to the bank when you were a kid and your mom would put in, like, the thing
in the tube.
And you get and stickers. And you get Dum Dums. You'd,
like, try to wave at the window and go, like, boom. And then, like,
there was no lollipop, you'd just be pissed.
I don't think they have those anymore. That's when, like, our parents really had to deposit checks, because now you can do it mobile.
We were there every week.
I feel like they had them recently. I feel like I saw them in Florida, like, recently. Like, maybe a year or two ago. The two machines.
When we went to go get money out when we did the giveaway thing, they had the suck-up machines at that Chase right there.
That was here. That was here. Yeah, so they still have them.
Okay. That'd be cool to, like, buy an old bank and it's like a burger chain and you just, like, like, the burgers. Yeah.
But sometimes it just opens so all the sauce just goes.
Chili cheese dog just explodes in it. You're like,
oh. Fuck. And you put, like, your card to pay for it and it's just running, like, through all the sauce.
Just licking off the chili cheese. A milkshake.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck, that's such a funny image. I have to see that.
When that came out, it was probably like, yo, technology.
Yeah,
peak. And, like, where can it go from there?
I was waiting for it. We thought that was the peak of technology.
But now it's like, they built all that shit, and now you just do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Like,
that's no fun.
It's kind of sad.
It's sad, yeah.
They have,
no,
to,
like,
they have to keep it running for the older people, and don't, because they still don't know how to use a phone.
If I robbed a bank, I would, like, rob it and then get Dum Dum. Just add a little spice to the beginning.
Robbing the shit as kids. That's what you'd walk out with.
Oh, man.
We could talk about when we went to that the karaoke bar, and this one, I like, bought Zane, like, a drink. Dude. And I bought Zane a drink, and this guy next to me was like, oh, that's really nice. You bought him a drink. I was like, oh, yeah. It was my best friend. Just bought him a drink. He's like, dude, rock on. And I was like, you want a drink too? And he was like, no, you don't got to do it. And I was like, no, here, what do you want? And then I bought him a shot. And he was like, that was really fucking cool of you, man. I was like, yeah, no problem. And then I was like, you look like a rock star. And he had this, like, crazy, like, long hair, like, rocker looking dude.
I'm scared. Who was it?
He was like, oh, thanks. I do music stuff. I was like, what, do you have, like, a band out here? He's like, I started a band a while ago, and I kind of, like, hop around from bands now. Oh, I was like, oh, what band did you start? He's like, you probably wouldn't know him, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
What?
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that crazy? We always listen to that song. We still listen to that song.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, cheers, bro. And then, like, yeah, it was just so strange. So we were at a
karaoke. Did you tell him you knew him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
So we're at a karaoke bar, so we're like, you should.
You gotta sing it.
You gotta sing a song. He's like, what song? We're like, Face Down. And he was like, man, I can't do that song.
Is he the lead singer or like a... instrumental?
I think he was like a guitarist and then also like backup vocals for it.
Whoa,
that's really cool. Funny.
She one day she will tell you that she's not is going around again.
Yeah, we love the song. No, none of the words.
That was like the best MySpace song.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that. It was just like
I had that for like a year as my fucking page song.
The ripple effect. But yeah, I remember me and Zane were like geeking.
Yeah, just like we were like, so excited.
Oh, I would have gone. We were nuts. Like a little family.
we kept like looking at him, just like, oh my god, that's him. But we didn't know what he looked like. We didn't know, like, it was just cool that like we listen to that song still to this day, and just we bump into.
Yeah.
A band member.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Cool. Really fucking sick.
So buy people shots, guys. Buy people drinks. You never know what band they were in.
You look like a rock star. So funny. That Amy Poehler one will always have me. Like, I always think about Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
That, like we drove by like this on Mulholland, and she was literally making a face while driving, like,
that's like that,
rehearsing
hysterical.
Lines.
Rehearsing
or
lines.
Yeah.
She had to have been rehearsing
that's so
lines.
So good.
Because why the fuck would she just be like,
yeah,
like literally making a crazy face while driving.
Did you see I sent you Normani came to Playground, the studio that
I saw
dance at?
Yo, Normani is...
I wish I was here because I would have taken that class. Yeah. I would have been there.
I was on cloud nine when she was performing at the Streamies. I was like...
That's before she really even blew up.
She was like...
Like,
she,
it was so intimate. Our table was right there in front of her. I'm like, this Normani girl is great.
Yeah, she's beautiful too.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a man?
When you push her around, do you feel better now?
As she falls.
Wait,
to
who sings
the
that?
That's the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
I'm trying to play it off like I knew exactly who we were talking about. I was like, no way. Fan.
Yeah.
Oh, reaction. Wow. Yeah. I couldn't hear what you guys were singing because everyone was saying
we weren't singing the chorus. That's
you
why.
You weren't singing anything. It was like, oh, my man, do it.
Can you see what's going down?
Yes.
I know the way.
Because I looked at Mariah, and Mariah was like, "I was like, Mariah, you definitely know this song."
No, I know. They used to play it at school dances. To the grass.
Well, I'll tell you, my friend. What a good song!
Wow, so
good.
You saw him.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Fuck Mariah with a late reaction. We needed that when we said it.
I know. I had no idea. I don't think I knew what anybody was talking about.
Wait, how many? I wonder how many people are gonna like have the reaction.
Oh my God.
At the time you did.
It's so funny. What? I like just pulled it up, on Spotify, and then I went to the song credits. Sure enough, there he is.
Oh, look at that.
That's so cool. Wild. Anything else crazy happen?
Oh, there's like that was 4.5 minutes.
Oh, I as I've been staying at home. Doing my own thing, recovering. I watched Outer Banks. I gave it a shot.
Season 2?
Well, I watched season 1, and I was like, you know what? Let me just try it out and see what the hype is. I went into it thinking it was going to be like the OC. I didn't know what...
It's better than the OC. Well, no, I thought
you thought
Banks.
It was a
not like reality. I just thought it was like very like...
I do not know what it is.
Beach life kind of like...
I wasn't really into
teen
it.
Teen drama. Drama.
It is teen drama.
Right. But it's action packed.
It's like a new age Goonies.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
That was
I didn't know it was like fucking treasure hunt, murder mystery type shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And I was like, that was pretty good.
And the guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway is like the girl's dad.
Oh, what's his name?
Hold on, really? He was on Whose Line Is It Anyway with like Wayne Brady
all
of that.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he's like the evil dad. I watched the beginning of season 2 and it's actually pretty good, but I also don't like Outer Banks. I keep wanting to say Cloud Banks.
I know, dude. I keep
no, surprised. I liked it way more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, I got a text from you and you were like, I'm just going to say it, .. And you were like, I watched Outer Banks and I liked it. I was like, no!
Fucking
I haven't seen it yet.
John B, man.
I think Todd just wants to be John.
Yeah. 100%.
No, yeah, he does.
That, I can't believe they're on high school, though. That guy's like 29.
Yeah. It's crazy that we met John B.
You met him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He ran up to, like this is before the show came out. People ran up to David's Tesla.
Well, a bunch of girls, like, recognized David in the car, and we were, like, in there, and then they came up, and they were, like, saying hi. They're like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And then he was on the sidewalk, like, behind them, and saw David and was like, yo, I have my own Netflix show coming out. I'm, like, the star in this new Netflix show. And he was like, really? And then he was like, yeah, it's called Outer Banks. And we were like, yeah, okay. We're like, yeah, we'll see you on Netflix. And no, we just, people say all the time, like, they got shit coming out. And they're like, big things coming.
You hear it a lot. Like, we hear it a lot.
We should have him on.
I wish. That'd be sick.
Didn't he DM Todd one time? Because he, like, liked Clouder Banks?
Yeah. He watched the first episode. What's his name?
Chase Stokes.
We are so close.
Chase Stokes, yes. If you're listening and watching, come on over.
We'd be stoked to have you.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that, like, looking back, like, that was him, and he, like, really did have a show.
We bumped into, like, a group of cheerleaders on Hollywood, me and Carly, and they're like, we have a Netflix show coming out.
Cheer.
It's called Cheer.
We're like, oh, okay. Died.
And then fucking 3 weeks later, the show comes out. It's the biggest fucking show on Netflix.
I almost died when Carly said that you guys met them. I was like, no way.
Oh, it was already out when we met them.
It was out, but it was literally shit. Like, I think they were there to see the premiere. I think it premiered that day.
Got it. Okay. Sorry, I had my time.
Oh, some of my favorite cheerleaders. I cannot believe she met them.
They're from...
Texas. Of course again.
Son of a
They're
bitch.
From...
but yeah, I watched season one in a day and season two the next day.
Well, do you watch Clouder Banks?
Yeah.
I love Clouder Banks.
I never got casted.
Really?
Not once in Clouder Banks. And Todd was always like, I have, like, the perfect role for you, but it's going to come. And it just never happened.
Yeah, big things coming,
Matt. I'm surprised.
I think Todd was just finding his way out of that series, to be honest.
It was like Lost. They were just like, they didn't know what the plot even was. And they were...
That's the beauty of it.
I get nervous, though, because that's, like, my only acting gig that I ever get. So, like, every time he, like, sends me the script, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I have to, like, I feel like
that's
I'm on a
though.
Show.
It's the best way to practice.
Is Todd going to make it season two, though?
I don't know.
Zane and I really thought we were going to be in Euphoria season two. We were watching a show. We were watching it when season one came out, and we were, like, looking at each other like, we have to be in season two.
We're going to be extras.
Extras. Just put us in one scene. Never happened. But we firmly believed we were going to be in it.
Yeah.
We need to have more fun with makeup. See if that puts us in the brain.
Are you watching that Lotus show, the White Lotus?
Yes.
Yes.
I still can't figure it out, but I'm hooked. I was talking to Cody Ko about it.
I watched an episode with Zane the other day.
Well, he watched, like, the third episode. So, like, he had, like, really no idea what was going on.
I don't get it.
It's so confusing. That the whole time, but the cast is so good.
You know who the creator is? The guy who made School of Rock, not Richard Linklater, but the roommate, the real Ned Schneebly.
No way.
That Ned it's his show.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I can't believe I don't know his name.
Matt, why is the show like that? Why is it, like, on this, like, monotone? It's not
look
going
at us,
anywhere.
We're talking about it. Like, I don't
different.
Know.
Or
it's going to be like Parasite, I feel like. Or you're just...
Like something's going to be like fucking crazy.
Yes.
And then it's going to leave us.
Everything is like you're on like total tension for. Something goes down, but like the music is what messes with you. Because you're like...
Something's about to happen.
Who do I like? Who do I not like? And...
How many episodes are out now?
Four.
Oh, we missed like two episodes.
I know, we got to catch up tonight.
I'm like, there's some scenes in the show where like it's like a 7-8 minute scene. And you're just like, there was no point in that scene. Like, it was just nothing, and like nothing happened, really.
And the things that are said, you're like, why is this the script?
Yeah. Like, some things are like weird, but like, you want something crazy to happen, because if something crazy happens, it's going to make the whole show. It's just not
happening yet.
Yeah, it's not getting there.
I'm still hooked, though. I'm still hooked where I'm like, I got to keep looking.
All right, well, that's end of our segment of movie reviews. Make sure to check out all those movies and shows.
Any crazy houses you guys have seen?
No.
But I do want to show you a couple houses that I found, but we'll save it for the next episode.
Oh, Godzilla finds? Nice.
Thank you so much for tuning in again to another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode.
Make sure you guys check out the highlights channel.
We post the audio form of this podcast every Monday and the video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, every Tuesday. And anything to add, Mariah?
No.
Go follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
If you
follow
don't.
Everybody on Instagram, please. Yeah.
Go come and go spam us in the comments and say your favorite lines from any episode.
There
we've
you
been
go.
On.
Good plug, Matt.
You know,
there
I feel go. Like we never promote our Instagrams.
What's,
and
what's
stuff.
Our secret emoji of today's post?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we love you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
And blessings. Peace and blessings.